أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء، ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا، وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. Verse number 269 of Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يؤتي الحكمة. Allah gives الحكمة من يشاء to whomsoever He wishes. Al-Hikmah can be translated as wisdom. Hikmah refers to authentic, sound understanding of deen, of Islam. Al-Hikmah also refers to the science of hadith and the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Al-Hikmah, Allah gives it to whomsoever He wishes. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ Allah says, and whoever is given this hikmah, the correct, deep, sound understanding of deen and the understanding of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and wisdom, Allah says, فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا Whoever is given this hikmah, he certainly has been given an abundant good. وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ Allah says, only people of intellect and people of deep understanding will realize this and understand this. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ نَفَقَةٍ Allah says, whatever you spend, whatever, ma in the Arabic language is used to denote comprehensiveness. Whatever, no matter how small it may be, how great an amount it may be, whatever you spend, مِنْ نَفَقَةٍ of a spending, whatever amount it may be, أَوْ نَذَرْتُمْ مِنْ نَذْرٍ or whatever vow you make, a vow, sometimes a person makes certain vows that they will carry out certain good deeds. A person says, for example, if Allah grants me shifa, then I vow to give out a certain amount in charity. Or if Allah allows me to accomplish a certain task, then I will fast for a number of days. This is known as nadr. Allah says, these vows that you make with Allah, and whatever you spend from what Allah has given you, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ Allah has full knowledge of it. Allah knows of every cent that you spend seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has full knowledge of it. Allah appreciates it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizes it. Allah will store it for you and invest it for you in the akhirah. Rest assured. Rest assured that Allah has received it, Allah knows about it, and Allah appreciates it. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ And Allah says, the zalimeen, the unjust ones, the wrongdoers, there is not for them from any helper in this world and in the akhirah as well. In تُبْدُ الصَّدَقَاتِ Allah speaks of the different methods of spending. One is you spend openly, so that everyone may see and everyone knows of your generosity. And one is you spend secretly. Allah speaks of these two methods of spending. Allah says, in tubdu sadaqat, if you give charity openly, so others may see, Allah says, fani'immahi, then it is good. Why? Because there are certain positive aspects when it comes to spending openly. The greatest advantage of spending openly is that it encourages others to spend. So by you spending at times, by giving openly, by spending openly, by making your charity public, then it encourages others. And charity is such a good deed that it is contagious. Naturally, when you see somebody spending, when you see somebody feeding a poor person, when you see somebody making some provision available for somebody else, naturally within you, that desire is created to do the very same. So Allah says, it is good enough if you give your charities openly. وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا But if you conceal it and you give it secretly and nobody knows about it, وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ And you identify poor people, needy people, and you give them your charity privately and quietly and secretly, فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ This is way, way better for you. This is the best method of giving charity and performing every good deed, that it is done quietly, secretly, and privately. In a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one of those persons who will be granted shade under the arsh of Allah is rajulun, a person who spends حتى لا تنفق شماله ما تنفق يمينه. That even the left hand does not know what the right hand spends. It's a figurative expression, of course, but this means that even the close people around him do not even know of his charitable deeds. Sometimes not even his wife knows of his deeds of charity. His children do not even know about it. So even those close ones who are very closely related to him, they too do not even know the avenues of spending and where he spends his wealth, seeking only the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا, if you conceal your charities, وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ, and you give it quietly to the poor person, this is way better for you. وَيُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُم مِّن سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, and Allah says, this secret spending, it will wipe away your sins, a portion of your sins, مِّن سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, a portion of your sins. Every time you spend, this secret charity wipes away a portion of your acts of disobedience. Wallahu bima ta'maluna khabir. Allah is fully aware of all that you do. May Allah grant us the understanding.